And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years, come and see why your friends and family are driving to Cairo. In Huron County District Court this week with Judge Farish proceeding, Courtney Marie Middaw pled guilty to a stray dog offense. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani offered a plea agreement. Middaw's attorney, Michael Moraski, confirmed her acceptance. The agreement included a 120-day delay of sentence. Upon satisfactory completion of that delay, the stray dog charge will be dismissed. A key condition requires all animals under Middaw's care to be properly contained at all times. Additionally, a second charge, disturbing the peace, a county animal ordinance, was dismissed as part of the plea. Middaw faces a total of $250 in fines and fees. The sentence delay concludes on September 25th, 2026. Successful completion means the stray dog charge is dismissed, and Middaw will not need to appear for a review hearing. Failure to comply will result in a review hearing on September 25th, 2026 at 9 a.m. And authorities in Sanilac County are investigating the drowning death of a four-year-old boy at a campground in Forester Township. Deputies were called to Jellystone Park, North Port Huron, just before 10:45 p.m. on Tuesday night after the child was reported missing from the campsite. Emergency crews searched the campground and later found the boy in a large pond on the property. First responders began CPR before the child was taken to Aspire Deckerville Hospital, where he had been pronounced dead. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing, and the child's name's not been released as of this time. And a recall effort has been launched against Huron County Board of Commissioners District 6 Representative Joe Murphy, following his vote in support of a county solar zoning measure. Murphy voted on July 8th of 2025 to approve Resolution 2585, which authorized Zoning Ordinance 2024-01, Section 1502-11.5. The ordinance allows up to 15,000 acres of industrial scale solar development across 15 zone townships in Huron County. Supporters of the recall effort argue the decision conflicts with the county's master plan, which calls for the preservation of farmland. Recall language was filed by Robert Gaffke with the Huron County Clerk's Office on May 26th at 1:54 p.m. At this time, there's no hearing date and that has been scheduled to determine whether the petition language meets state standards for clarity and factual accuracy. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
More Motors in Cairo.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars.
The King of Cars.
May is officially the month of deals. No matter what you drive at More Motors in Cairo, the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof.
More Motors in Cairo.
The Stellantis Declaration of Deals is here and brings 0% interest rates, sales tax paid, huge bonus cash, and stackable incentives across the lineup. Plus, Costco members get up to $1,250 bonus cash for a limited time. Just bring your membership card.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
And Ford is celebrating America's 250th birthday with the American Value for American Values Employee Pricing for All sales event. You heard right. Enjoy the same discounted prices that is usually exclusive to Ford employees only. If you're in the market for a new ride, shop More Motors in Cairo, but don't wait, because these deals are only here for a limited time. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.